Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe. Jaya Gauranitai 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Shila Prabhupada. Jaya Shishi Radha Madhava Ki, Jaya Shishi Pancha Tattva Ki, Jaya Shila Prabhupada Ki, Jaya Nitai Gora Premanande, Hari Hari Go. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato jaya mudirayet Nashta prayeshva bhadreshu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati uttamashloke Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. We read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10th, Chapter 2, entitled Prayers by the Demigods, Text Number 16. Bhagavan api vishvatma bhakta nama bhayam karaha avideshang sabhagena Mana anakadundubhe Bhagavan api vishvatma Bhakta nama bhayankaraha Avivesham sabhagena Mana anakadundubhe Bhagavan api vishvatma Bhakta nama bhayankaraha Avidesham sabhagena Mana anakadundubhe Bhagavan api vishvatma Bhaktanam abhayam karaha Avidesham sakalena Mana anakadundubhe Bhagavan api vishvatma Bhaktanam abhayam karaha Adivishabhagena Mana Anakadungbe Bhagavana Pivishvatma Bhaktanam Abhayamkaraham Avivesham Sabhagena Mana Anakadungbe Vaishnavis Bhagavati Vishvatma Bhaktanam Abhayankaraham Avivesham Shabhagena Mana Anakadundubhe Bhagavanapi Vishvatma Bhaktanam Abhyankarah Avivesham Shabhagena Mana Anakadundubhe Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Api, also. Vishvatma, the Super Soul of all living entities. Bhaktanam, of His devotees. Abhayamkaraha, always killing the causes of fear. Avivesha, entered. Amsabhagena, with all of his potential opulences. Shad Aishvarya Purna, Manaha, in the mind. Anakadundubhehe, of Vasudeva. Translation. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Super Soul of all living entities, and who vanquishes all the fear of his devotees, entered the mind of Vasudeva in full opulence. Purport. The word Vishvatma refers to one who is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarvabhuta nam hridde sherjuna tishtati. Another meaning of Vishvatma is the only lovable object for everyone. Because of forgetfulness of this object, people are suffering in this material world. But if one fortunately revives his old consciousness of loving Krishna and connects with Vishvatma, one becomes perfect. The Lord is described in the third canto, 3:2:15, as follows. Paravaresho mahadamsha yukto hyajopijato bhagavan. Although unborn, the Lord, the master of everything, appears like a born child by entering the mind of a devotee. The Lord is already there within the mind, and consequently, it is not astonishing for him to appear as if born from a devotee's body. The word avivesha signifies that the Lord appeared within the mind of Vasudeva. There was no need for a discharge of semen. That is the opinion of Sripada Sridhara Swami and Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura. In the Vaishnava Toshani, Srila Sanatana Goswami says that consciousness was awakened within the mind of Vasudeva. Srila Veera Raghavacharya also says that Vasudeva was one of the demigods, and then within his mind, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as an awakening of consciousness. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshurumilitam Yena तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते सत्स्वरूपदासगोस्वामिनिति नामिने नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशतारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। भगवानपि विश्वात्मा भक्तानाम भयंकरः आविवेशांश भागेन मन आनकदुन्दुभे। Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supersoul of all living entities and who vanquishes all the fear of his devotees, entered the mind of Vasudeva in full opulence. Looking for the blessings of the Vaishnavas assembled here and listening from home. In this verse, the Lord is described as Bhagavan, as Vishvatma, as Bhaktanam Abhayamkara. The meaning of the word Bhagavan is well known. It's given by Parashara Muni in the Vishnu Purana. We know that the Lord is Bhagavan because it possesses six bhagas. The six bhagas, six kind of opulences, are possessed by the Lord completely, fully, totally. And they are his opulence, his richness. He's a rich person. Aishvaryasya. Aishvaryasya samagrasya. He's completely rich. Then the verse goes on saying he's powerful, viryasya. Then he says the Lord is full of fame. He's the most famous person. The Supreme Lord is the most beautiful. He is full of knowledge and full of detachment. This is the definition of Bhagavan, the Supreme Person. And that same Supreme Person is Vishvatma, meaning that he is the soul of everybody. But the Acharyas, they give also another understanding of this Vishvatma, which is not just the supreme soul in everyone's heart, but that same soul is the object of love for everybody. So it is not that the Lord is just present in the heart, just to look at our activities, to take note of them and to give us the result of those activities. No, he is there as the object of love. He is the soul of everybody. He is the only lovable object for everyone. And that same person who is already there in the heart, who is already there in the mind of everybody, of course is there in the mind of his devotees, appears there. Specifically, it's nothing extraordinary in one sense. The Lord is everywhere. The Lord declares he is in the heart, in the mind of everybody. But from another point of view, it's a very extraordinary thing. What we are reading in this verse, it's not ordinary. We are getting into the next chapter. It will take some time, but the next chapter is entitled The Birth of Lord Krishna. So we're getting into a very esoteric subject, because the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita says in a very famous verse, Jamma karma cha medivyam evam yo vetti tatvataha tyakta deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna, which means somebody who knows that the nature of the birth and the activities of the Lord is divine, is not common. If a person knows that, after leaving the body, he will not get another body, but he will get the Supreme Lord himself. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti, mam eti. Krishna says, he will reach me. So just by knowing this esoteric thing about the divine nature of the birth of the Supreme Lord, we can reach the Supreme Lord. How is that possible? Why is that so extraordinary? The main point here is that the body of the Supreme Lord is different from our body. We get a birth with this material body due to the connection, material connection of a father and a mother. Yes, the soul is there, but the creation of the body is there because of the connection between a father and a mother. A physical connection. But for the Supreme Lord, this is not needed. Why it is not needed? Because his body is not a material body. Isn't it just a simple concept? The body of the Lord is not material. You heard about it, right? It's not a big thing. It's not material. But listen, it's a very high understanding. It's something that somebody can get only through bhakti. This is not common knowledge. This is very esoteric. Let's see, there are people who know Krishna. There are people who know who Krishna is, but they have their own idea. There are people who think that Krishna was an historic person, just a great hero. So they consider the body of Krishna to be material. He was just a person, just a normal human being. He was greater, but he was just a hero. There are other people who think that Krishna was a product of mythology. They think, they give a subtle body to Krishna. They consider him a product of fantasy, of the mind, of somebody who invented this great personality. It's mythology, they think. They also give a material body to Krishna, a material body which is not made of gross elements, it's made of subtle element, but it's still a material body. And there are other people who think that Krishna is God, but they also think that when Krishna gets into the material world, he gets a material body. He gets a body made of Maya. And because they think that Krishna gets a body made of Maya, they are called Mayavadi. So Mayavadis, they think that the Supreme, the Spirit, the Brahman, yes, Krishna is Brahman, but when he gets into this material world, he gets a Maya body. And because of this, they are called Mayavadi. So all these kind of people who attribute a material body to Krishna, they will not get Krishna. Because Krishna himself says, Jamma karma cha me divyam evam yovetti tatvataha kyaktva deham punarjamma naiti mam eti sorjuna. If somebody knows that my birth and my activities are transcendental, they are divine, then after leaving the body, they will get not another body, but they will reach me. So by these verses, we can understand that the subject of the birth of Krishna is actually very esoteric. Even people who are into great austerities, who are into developing knowledge, if they don't get this point that the Supreme Lord's birth is transcendental, they will not reach the ultimate goal. Later in this chapter, when the demigods will offer wonderful prayers to the Supreme Lord, we will get into a very famous verse which is text number 32 of this second chapter of 10th canto, which has been many times quoted by Srila Prabhupada, and the verse is Yenye ravindaksha vimukta maninas twayasta bhavad avishuddha buddhaya aruhya krichrena parampadam tatha patantyadha nadrita yushmad angrayaha. Translation: someone may say that aside from devotees who always seek shelter at the Lord's lotus feet, there are those who are not devotees, but who have accepted different processes for attaining salvation. What happened to them? In answer to this question, Lord Brahma and the other demigods said, O lotus-eyed Lord, although non-devotees who accept severe austerities and penances to achieve the highest position may think themselves liberated, their intelligence is impure. They fall down from their position of imagined superiority because they have no regard for your lotus feet. Aruhya krichrena parampadam. They can reach with great efforts an exalted position. But tatha, from that position, patanti adha, they fall down. Why do they fall down? Anadrita yushmadangrayaha. They have disregarded your lotus feet. As simple as that. What does it mean to disregard the lotus feet of the Lord? It means to not accept a devotional mindset. But it is also very, very interesting that the Lord is described here as having feet, which is again saying that the Supreme Lord has a spiritual body. We all know, we all recite the verse, the first verse of Brahma Samhita, which is Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. So the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Controller, is Krishna, and his form, Vigraha, is Sat Chit Ananda. The Supreme Lord, his form is Sat, which means eternal. This is completely defeating the Mayavadi idea that the Supreme Lord gets a form coming into material world. This verse is saying that the form is Sat, Sat, Chit, Ananda, Vigraha. And this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam we just read, he said, Patantyadha, they fall down again, Anadrita Yushmad Angrayaha, because they have disregarded your lotus feet. It means they have disregarded your supreme position, your supreme form. So that's our understanding according to Srimad Bhagavatam text of the amazing activity of Krishna taking birth by appearing in the mind of Vasudeva. And by doing so, the Lord becomes Bhaktanam Abhayam Karaha, is the second line of the verse. Bhaktanam means of the devotees. And abhayankara, kara means one who does, who makes. And bhaya is fear. Abhaya means fearless. So the Supreme Lord makes his devotees fearless. And in the purport, there is a reference to a verse from the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, second chapter, 15th verse, which is spoken by Uddhava. And what we have is the second part, most of it. And he says, Paravaresho madahamsha mahat amsha yukto hyajo pijato bhagavan yathagni. In this verse, it is said that the devotees are very peaceful. They are the personification, the same personification of peacefulness. But despite of being peaceful themselves, they can be harassed by those who are not devotees. And those who are not devotees, they are not peaceful. There's a famous verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila saying that Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Atayeva Shanta. The devotees of Krishna, they don't have desires, so they are peaceful. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Shakali Ashanta. But those who are looking for bhukti, material enjoyment, mukti, liberation, or siddhi, material yogic perfections, they are all ashanta, which means not peaceful. So between peaceful devotees and non-peaceful other people, there may be friction sometimes. And the Lord does not appreciate that. So this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam says, 3rd canto, 2nd chapter, verse number 15, that when there is friction between peaceful devotees and other people who are non-devotees, then the Lord appeared himself. And he appears despite of being para avera isha, despite of being the Lord of the spiritual world and the material world, he comes with all his amsha. And despite being aja, which means unborn, he becomes jata, which means born. Just as fire, which appears, electricity and fires can appear when two pieces of wood are frictioned. So in the same way, the Lord is completely independent. But when he sees that there is frictions between non-devotees and devotees, he appears. So what kind of frictions were there at the time of the Lord appearance? Vasudeva, his father, and Devaki, they were in jail. Ugrasena, his grandfather, was in jail. Why? Because Kamsa, the non-devotee, the representation of karmis and jnanis and yogis, Srila Prabhupada describes him like that, he was creating, he was harassing the devotee. And the Lord could not tolerate that. So he took his time. It was a long process. So if we think about the life, the married life of Vasudeva and Devaki, that was terrible, isn't it? I mean, they were on their marriage ceremony when the brother of Devaki wanted to kill her because a voice from the sky said that the eighth child was going to kill him. So Kamsa decided to kill his sister. Then they got the first child. Vasudeva presented him to Kamsa. Kamsa said, oh well, it's not the first one is not a problem. You can keep it. But then he changed his mind and then he killed the first son. Then he imprisoned them. Then they were having one son after another and they were all killed. Then the seventh son was aborted. That's also a great trauma. So Devaki, at this point, she was really in distress. She was really harassed. The situation was really hard. And the Lord could not tolerate this. So at that point, he appeared. But because he is the Supreme Lord, because he is Bhagavan, the way he appeared is not common. It's not like a jiva. So by appearing, he will make the devotees abhaya. He will make them, he's going to make them free of fear. And who is fear personified in this specific situation? We have heard it a few days ago. We have kept hearing. Who is? Kamsa himself is fear personified. So just by this word, we understand that Kamsa will be killed. Because the devotees Vasudeva and Devaki, they will become Abhaya. The Supreme Lord, Bhagavan, the only object of love of everybody, the one who is making all the devotees Abhaya, enter the mind of Vasudeva, his father. So his entering the mind is not a big deal, Srila Prabhupada is explaining, because actually the Lord is always in the mind of his devotee. He's always there. So how can he appear, how can he enter Abhidesha? How can he enter the mind of a devotee if he is already there? Well, that's an interesting thing. Whatever is constant is not actually perceived. Like, for example, now, the fan are spinning. They make noise. I myself feel forced to speak louder because I hear the noise of the fan and I see you very far. So I'm naturally inclined to speak louder. But how many of you are actually hearing the sound of the fan? Unless you put your attention there, you don't hear them. And now if you are hearing them, maybe you don't hear the workers, which are making some noise downstairs, doing their own service. So something which is there constantly is not easily perceived. The great devotees we hear in the Bhagavatam, described in the Bhagavatam, they always think of Krishna. No more noise. But the point is that the things come in a wavy way. They come like waves. So, for example, you may have love for Krishna, but that love becomes, you become conscious of that love more when you see something which is connected to Krishna. We have examples in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Somebody saw a peacock fan. Was Murari Gupta? He saw a peacock fan and he fell down, unconscious. Just because of seeing a peacock fan, because Krishna has peacock feather in his hair. So by seeing a peacock feather, he remembered Krishna. And he felt ecstasy. So somebody may see something connected to Krishna. And that's the moment where the devotional love becomes more evident. When we see devotees, we should become very happy because they remind us of Krishna. When we see the Holy Dham, we should be ecstatic because it reminds us of Krishna. That's the place where Krishna appeared and performed these wonderful activities. When we hear a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, we may become ecstatic because, wow, it's speaking about Krishna. So we say, Bhagavan, oh, my Lord. Vishvatma, the only object of love. Bhaktanam Abhayamkara. He's making his devotees fearless. Avivesha Amshabhagena Mana Anakadundube. He entered the mind of his devotee, Vasudeva, with all his Amsha. So that's something wonderful which reminds us of Krishna. So in the same way, Krishna is always there, present in the mind of Vasudeva, but he made himself clearly perceivable there, like a new presence, like the moment he entered. He was already there, but he entered. And then Vasudeva, we will see in the next verses, became effulgent. Then the Lord will be transferred from Vasudeva to Devaki as an initiation process. Then Kamsa will freak out, because he will see his sister becoming beautiful as she was never before. He will understand that Krishna is going to appear. And by understanding that, he will become even more fearful. He will always think about Krishna, constantly, but his devotional service will not be favorable. And then the demigods will come and they will offer wonderful prayers to Krishna residing in the womb of Devaki. And finally, but that will be the next chapter. If you are patient, you will get there. Krishna will finally appear and manifest his pastimes. So that's all I wanted to share with you. If there is any question or comment, correction. Actually, I was in the temple and I was praying to Radha Madhava, please let the time the devotee will spend in this class be useful. Let them not waste their time in this class. And then I realized, oh, maybe the class is going to be shorter because I'm praying in this way. So it looks like it's going to be shorter.
You mentioned that Kamsa was personification of Karmis, Gyanis and Yogis?
Yeah.
Do you elaborate?
Yeah, in this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, third chapter, third canto, second chapter, verse 15, Srila Prabhupada specifically mentioned that the devotees are peaceful and the non-devotees are not peaceful because they want some asset. And the non-devotees are Karmis, who want material asset. Or they may be Gyanis or Yogis. Gyanis and Yogis want some kind of spiritual assets. But all of them want something from the Lord or want something for themselves. So they are, by definition, not peaceful. And as an example of this, because this is a verse spoken by Uddhava regarding Krishna's pastimes, as an example of this, Srila Prabhupada says that Kamsa is the representations of Itaras, which means the other people, those who are not devotees. So he is the representation of Karmis, Gyanis, and Yogis who are harassing the devotee.
I just looked up that verse and it says Kamsa represented by the Karmis and Gyanis. It doesn't seem to mention the Yogis.
Not mention the Yogis? Okay, thank you for the correction.
This is a story about becoming peaceful or being peaceful in Krishna consciousness. In Toronto, the devotees had found this church that would have been a perfect temple. And they showed this church to Srila Prabhupada. And tour, it was perfect. It had so many wonderful features. The devotees were saying we could have the temple room here, prasadam here, brahmacharya could stay here. And they asked the price, and the price was millions of dollars. Like 1.5, which back in 1975 or something, that was a lot of money. And we had never purchased a property for that much money. So when Prabhupada said, how much is it? And they told him the price. And Prabhupada says, this is ridiculous. We don't want to purchase anxiety. All you'll be thinking about is, how can I make money? How am I going to get the money to pay? We are not here to do like that. And about 3 months later, the temple president went to from Toronto, he went to Los Angeles, and he was having darshan with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, is that church still available? And he said, yes, sir, Prabhupada, it's still available. And Prabhupada said, oh, okay. I'm coming to Toronto in another couple of weeks. And Dori says, oh, well, that's nice for Prabhupada. So he gets to Toronto, Srila Prabhupada does, and he says, that church, it was perfect, wasn't it? And he said, yes, Srila Prabhupada, it was perfect. It had everything. And he said, yes. The temple room was already ready. It was because it's a church. And he said, yes, Srila Prabhupada. says, how much did they win again? And the boy said, oh, Prabhupada, it was, you know, 1.5 million. Prabhupada says, oh, he says, offer them $700,000. We can, when he says, Brahmananda, can you give him $500,000 from BBT? And can you collect $200,000? Could you raise $200,000? He says to the temple president. The temple president says, but Prabhupada, you said that we shouldn't be purchasing anxiety. He says, you must be in anxiety. Otherwise, you will simply sit around and eat and sleep. They purchased the temple, by the way.
Very good. Thank you. Anybody else?
Krishna Prabhu, I have a question. Mother Devaki, she was put through so much with the appearance of Krishna. Do we have some commentaries on why Krishna chose to grow up with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, though his original parents were put through so much just with the birth of Krishna?
Can you say it again, please? I can't hear.
We see in this verse and through the previous verses how much troubles Devaki and Vasudeva were put through just with the birth of Krishna. But Krishna chose to raise or grow up with in Gokula with Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Do we have some commentaries on this, like from the acharyas?
So he put Devaki and Vasudeva into many troubles, but then he chose to live with Yashoda and Nanda. So it looks like somebody was getting the austerities and then somebody else on the fruit of that. Well, if you look at the life of Vasudeva and Devaki, they had a difficult beginning. Their marriage, I mean, it took them years. And then Krishna was sent to Gokula, and then he stayed there for 10 years, 8 months. So then they saw him after 10 years, almost 11 years. So we can calculate that more or less for 20 years they have been in a difficult situation. But then Krishna arrived in Mathura, then he was sent to school, then he came back, and more or less he lived with them for all the time until when he was 125. So he spent a lot of time with Vasudeva Devaki. He didn't spend with them the time of his childhood. That time was spent with Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They spent very short time with Krishna in Vrindavan, only a little bit more than 10 years. And they suffer separation for many, many years. So, I don't know who has been luckier. Most probably the devotees in Vrindavan, because they saw Krishna's pastimes in his most wonderful thing. But you can say that the original father and mother of Krishna are Yashoda and Nanda, mother and father, and that everybody else are kind of expansions of them. So in the form of Vasudeva and Devaki, they undergo this kind of penances to get Krishna as their son. Both of them got Krishna and separation from Krishna. So if we calculate the years, then actually Krishna spent more time with Vasudeva and Devaki. He spent time with them in Mathura, he spent time with them in Dwaraka, and he actually spent very little but intense time in Vrindavan. So that's, it balanced a little bit the point. Okay. Jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, jai, Srila Prabhupada ki, jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande. Yes.
Assessment at 10
because I have to do service and distribution. So after you will be there,